A new report on the nation's renewable fuel standard shows multiple ways the policy has had major unintended consequences for the environment. Researchers found that promoting the biofuel ethanol drove up the prices of corn and soybeans, which led farmers to plant a lot more of those crops. David DeGennaro, a policy specialist with the National Wildlife Federation, says that led to the conversion of 1.6 million new acres into farmland between 2009 and 2016.
By taking what was wildlife habitat and putting that into industrial crop production, you release a huge amount of carbon from the soil that had been stored there for decades. You destroy wildlife habitat, and the process of farming sends a lot of fertilizers and soil and other pollution downstream.
Aaron Smith, professor of agricultural and resource economics at UC Davis, says he hopes this study will inform the debate over how to fix the RFS and encourage policymakers to de-emphasize ethanol and promote alternative biofuels, such as those made from grasses, waste oil, and waste wood.
Debates within EPA surrounding the renewable fuel standard have been mostly debates between big corn and big oil, and that the environmental interests have been left out, even though by law EPA is required to account for the environmental costs when it is recommending changes to the policy.
The report comes as the Environmental Protection Agency is preparing to update the standard. For KBCR News, I'm Katie Trajano.